This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go green.
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go green.
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
Say hello to Ty Bollinger. We are live from Simply Natural in Sunrise, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Ty is in his basement studio with Redneck Internet, and I love him dearly. And also my good friend here that's joining us for the first time because he's hosting me at his organic restaurant, Richard Pearl. Have you been on the radio with Ty Bollinger yet?
No.
All right, so this is a big time first, Ty.
And you should be excited.
No. You should be excited. You're going to meet Ty Bollinger on the radio.
Can I shake your hand?
I wish you would. Ty, how's my buddy? Did I lose him?
It doesn't sound very good.
No, where's Ty Bollinger?
You scared him away.
Ty Bollinger is...
There he is.
Was he muted?
For the first time, yeah.
Professional radio man. Oh, my gosh. TMB, yeah, and I said Redneck Internet, and I thought, oh, my gosh, it really is. It dropped.
No, it's just redneck brain that I've got right now. So, anyway, sorry, I forgot to unmute there. And Richard, great to meet you virtually. RSB, as always, great to be on the show. Super D, so glad you're in the control room to make Robert sound like he knows what he's talking about.
Oh, making it sound good, I am, because we're having a bee pollen smoothie here. Richard's like, he's not sure about the flavor of it.
Used to it. I stirred it up nice, and
yeah.
It looks like I'm eating baby food.
It is. If you're watching on YouTube, my apologies. There are no manners here when Richard Pearl is in the house, and we're going to do this anyway. Yeah, he's wiping it off on me. TMB, my buddy, have you been following the news today? I got a call from my wife today while I was doing a training at another store.
Was that when she was with her boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, very funny, right? She's watching the kids keeping everybody alive and well, and she calls me and said, did you see the news today about all these bombs? And I happen to be going to Sunrise, Florida, and that's where Debbie Wasserman Schultz's office is, and apparently she got some kind of strange package. And my suspicion here is like Mike Adams and Alex Jones and perhaps Richard Pearls and TMB, what's your suspicion? I'm thinking Democrat false flag.
Well, you know, they've been talking, Mike Adams and Alex Jones have been talking about false flags before November for at least the last 6 months.
Yes.
So I was expecting it. I think it was a couple weeks ago. I heard Mike talking about it, and false flag coming. That's certainly what it looks like. I mean, they got these pipe bombs. Come on, give me a break. This is a coordinated attack of the left-wing media trying to get people up in a frenzy, but blaming Trump for anything that
happened. That's
right.
They're blaming Trump on all of this.
Yeah. And the thing is,
rhetoric from the left.
No.
It's all Trump.
But you know that these people that receive these things, they don't get their own mail. The point is, who would be stupid enough to think you can mail it to somebody that you don't like, but they don't get that. These things are screened and screened and screened, so it's just stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so obvious to me.
You want to hear something funny? I don't know if it's going to happen, but Tim Canovo, who's running against Debbie Wasserman Schultz, is supposed to be on my show this week.
Mm.
And so this would have been, I don't know if he's coming or not, but he's doing a debate this week right before the show. But it would be very interesting to talk to him about this because it does seem like a false flag. It's very convenient.
Yeah.
And it gets you to stop talking about the people of the caravan.
Another false flag, in my opinion.
Right, but that's really bad for the Democrats. The optics are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're not talking about that. We're talking about pipe dreams.
Pipe dreams, yeah. Ty, I'm telling
you. We don't talk about Sloppy Daniels anymore.
No, not anymore, no. But Ty, this really is something, as you said, predicted by our friends. But, you know, it's not subtle. What happened to subtlety in this where you'd go, oh, my gosh, that looks like it was really done by that, you know, like a right wing, what they try to do, a portray. But, you know, most of the violence we've been seeing has been happening against those who are conservative or Republican. And in this case, I don't know if it's going to succeed or not. I think it's becoming so obvious that people are seeing through it other than those that are living in the land of delusion.
Well, you know, Robert, there's only certain people that you can reach. Those people that are living in the land of delusion, which is a lot of it, just ardent left-wing, they don't listen to logic or reason. So there's nothing you can do with a certain amount of people. But look, if we look right after 9/11, you remember the anthrax attacks, the military-grade anthrax that was found
yes.
in several congressmen's mailboxes? It was traced back to Fort Detrick. That's the only place they made the military-grade anthrax that was found. Apparently, whoever did that false flag didn't realize they shouldn't be sending military-grade anthrax or it would be traced back to the military. But that's exactly what this smells like, as another false flag, just to get us blaming Trump for everything, right? Because Trump's a racist and a bigot, and he whips up hate against the media. I mean, that's what they're doing here. It's clear to me
that that's what's going on.
Oh,
all of them are saying the exact same thing at the same time. So, you know, the
script has been written, basically. Yeah. You know, so folks, again, this is the thing as the elections come up, and I'm not a big election guy. I just would rather have the government out of all of our business, but I recognize the way that they control it and manipulate it, and so many people have become dependent upon it. And let's be honest about the Republicans here, too. You know, how many Republicans are arguing against Medicare and Medicaid? These are socialist platforms. Who's arguing for freedom to heal? You know, on my lecture today, I said it again. I said, those people that are clamoring for health care for all, universal health care. I'm like, you're asking to have free access to the third leading cause of death, which is actually the first leading cause of death, modern medicine. And that's why I say nobody's without fault or guilt. But in this context of opening on this false flag, they are desperate to gain control back that they lost. But I think both Republicans and Democrats lost control when Trump got in because he's not necessarily one of them. He's not a globalist.
And by the way, Jeff Flake is asking Trump to apologize for multiple things now.
Wow.
But I didn't hear him say anything when the Democrats were doing things. You know, when they go low, you kick them, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
This whole thing, like you said, it screams of a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it rationally, the people who are crazy about the Democrats and love the Democrats and who are illogical, they're not going to be shifting their thoughts. The Republicans are not. So you're talking about a few people in the middle who they're trying to reach.
Sure.
The independents that haven't made up their mind. I don't think there's going to be a lot of those people who are going to be swayed by this and blame Trump. How could this be Trump's fault? He had nothing to do with it, and he actually called for unity. And yet these people are saying, oh, it's Trump's fault. But all the things that Hillary said and all these other people said is irrelevant. It's just Trump.
Yeah.
And people aren't that stupid. They see the caravan of people. They saw how Kavanaugh was treated. They see, who did the tax cuts, who didn't participate. They see many other things that are going on. And the Democrats have no platform. So what is the point of them?
Right. Ty, I'm wondering sometimes that I think maybe we're in our own bubble to some degree.
We are.
That we wouldn't, you know, we don't tend to interact with the deranged side of things. We try to bring common sense to the equation. Are you getting the sense that people may be seeing through this?
Yeah, people are seeing through it. It just happened today, so we haven't seen what's happening, what they're going to, the way that they're going to cover it in the media in the next couple of days. But people are already talking about, man, at least on the websites, this is a false flag. This is a false flag. This is what we've been talking about. This is what we've been telling you is coming. They're trying to strum up all this tension and lose focus on what really matters for this election. And earlier when I said, the ardent left wing liberals, I'm just as opposed to the right wingers that don't look at anything except the R next to somebody's name and think they're a good guy or gal if they have an R. We try to be intellectually honest and just see what the person actually stands for, which is one of the reasons that we like Trump, because he's not a globalist. He's not bought up by either party, in our opinion. So that's one of the reasons that we really like Trump. You mentioned something earlier, though, Robert, that I want to go into, the caravan. You mentioned the caravan being a false flag.
Yes.
What exactly did you mean by that?
Well, it means that the people, thousands of people or 1,000-plus people walking across Mexico, not breaking a sweat, are, you know, how does this happen? This doesn't happen by, you know, happenstance. Like, what is Mexico doing, letting people, the mobs, just walk through their country? And you have to fund this. You have to manage the ability to have infrastructure for a group that large to get them here by Election Day, which is the plan to mob the southern border. They're going to be caravaned in vehicles. They can't walk 1,000 miles in that time span. And so there's so much that smacks of, this is an orchestrated event too. The question is paying for it.
It may be a Soros or thing, somebody, someone like him. It could be Steyer.
Go ahead, Ty.
No, go ahead, Richard. Do it.
Here's where I'm going with this. First of all, they made a bad move. They overreached with the Kavanaugh thing. Then they thought, well, this will work out. But now there's such a backlash, and it makes Trump's position stronger. There's no way these guys are going to be here in 2 weeks because they really don't want them. The Democrats really don't want these people to show up. Not now. Before maybe, but not now. The other thing is this. The Democrats want to say, oh, we want all these people to come across the border because they know the Republicans are going to stop it. And then they can look like the good guys and the, you know, Republicans look like the bad guys. But the Democrats don't want these people really over here. But they want to say, come on down. Yeah. This is great. Come. And then the Republicans will look like the heavy. It's almost like the father and mother. The father gets the blame for, you know.
But the thing here, Richard, that I see, because one of the guys I talked to this about today is Hispanic, Spanish.
They don't like this.
No, he's looking at this and going, this is a crock. This is not real. So it's not just, that's why I'm saying people are, like you said, Ty, I think people are seeing through it. And the people that would normally go automatically, oh, yeah, the Democrats are saving people, are going, no, this does not look right. This doesn't pass the smell test, Ty.
It doesn't. And look, the reality is it's definitely funded by somebody with deep pockets, because I remember I was watching some of the video of the allegedly 7,000, which didn't really look like 7,000 to me. They kept showing one shot over and over and looping it. But it's a big group of people nonetheless. But they're getting food. They're walking. They literally have holes in their shirts and in their pants. And so you know that they're destitute. I feel terrible for them. But they're going to these big trucks that are along the way getting water and food given to them as they're marching. So somebody paid for that.
Well, it's sort of like, and I don't know how to say this gently, but I won't. And I say this with a grain of salt. It's an analogy. It's not meant to be serious. But it's almost like an invasion of locusts, and we need a giant can of Raid.
Oh, good Lord. That's not the way to say it. Look, my mom's watching.
No, we need orange TKO.
Yes, thank you. We need delimonene to safely not harm the environment, but to repel the invasion. My mom says, it's an invasion, not a caravan. Thanks, Grandma Mickey. You're right on it. Look, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including political healing of a politically incorrect variety. Richard Pearl is hosting me at Simply Natural in Sunrise. Get the organic food. It's a wonderful place to eat. I love it. And Ty Bollinger is making it sound good as well.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don, making it sound good. We got Eric on the board. Ty Bollinger here going outside the box. Special guest with us today, hosting me at Simply Natural, is Richard Pearl. And you mentioned pesticides and see, this is, it drives the leftists crazy when you do that because they think you're serious, right? Oh, yeah, we want to throw pesticides on everybody. But the fact of the matter is they're eating them. Dozens more breakfast foods test positive for trace amounts of weed killer. Glyphosate is in everything. It's everywhere. You can't even eat oatmeal without having it loaded with glyphosate. TMB, this is a serious, serious issue. We don't, you know what we should do? Give them all the GMO food. Give them all the glyphosate at the border. Let them eat. They're going to turn around. They'll be so sick they won't come across. Now, I'm not advocating that, but the point is Americans are eating this garbage. And who's getting the memo out? This actually is in CNN, the same one, same CNN that does crazy stuff. Occasionally they do a good article. I don't know what to do, Ty. Except on
dead silence.
Sorry, Robert.
You know, dead silence is always good on radio.
My microphone's on now, but on this, I hate it when you load up an article on one of the websites, yes, the main websites. I'm not going to name it, CNN.com.
Yeah.
And there's some freaking blasting video that loads up in the background that blasts you out and you can't hear a thing. That just happened to me, and I couldn't figure out how to turn it off. Anyway,
yes.
Now that I've already dumped on CNN here. The reason that breakfast cereals might actually contain glyphosate is the fact that it's used as a desiccant to ripen things, and it's used on crops that aren't even GMO. I mean, you have normal wheat being used with glyphosate on it to make it ripen during shipping. And other fruits and vegetables are also used, glyphosate is used as a desiccant to help, you know, dry them out, basically, is what it does to them. But it's not even used with the purpose that it was formulated as an herbicide. So, you know, we're not only getting it sprayed on the crops, but we're also getting it sprayed after they've been picked. So you're getting pelted from every direction with this glyphosate. All the more reason, if your kids are eating cereal, and our kids love cereal, I don't eat cereal. I don't like all the grains and stuff, but our kids love cereal, and they have cereal most mornings. But you know what? It's with organic cereal. If your kids are eating cereal, it better be organic.
Yeah, I said that, you know, the people are punching holes in their gut with this stuff every time they eat it. You know, and here I focus and I go out around the world, honestly, and lecture on healing the gut. And then I ask them, well, what are you eating? You know, you can do the protocols to heal the gut, and you punch it out with more glyphosate. You don't even need antibiotics. It's devastating.
Well, I think if you look at another aspect of it, look at all the autoimmune disorders, aside from the cancers, that are taking place because of this stuff, and you look at the lymphomas, for instance, but just the autoimmune disorders, people don't realize that what they eat is going into their intestines. 90% of your cells are there, and you can't damage that area and be well everywhere else, and they keep poisoning themselves over and over again. And, you know, I always say, especially when I'm talking about chemo, I'll say, you know, you can't put poison in a poison well and get fresh water. And that's really what people are doing to their bodies. And what I'm noticing in my business, that so many people in their late 50s, but really their early 60s, are getting cancers. But not just like a, you know, they're not coming up with first stage cancer. It's like stage 3, stage 4, and they're just finding out about it. And they're 62 years old, 63 years old. It's insane. And it's all this food that we're getting poisoned with. It's all the lack of iodine in our diet and lack of vitamin D. There was a study I was mentioning recently where they were comparing. It was a Brazilian study, and it was women who had breast cancer versus a control group, and the control group had better levels of vitamin D. But what they failed to mention or realize was that 82% of the women had less than 30 nanograms per milliliter of vitamin D. So that was the big takeaway, that 82% of them were less than 30, and I'm sure the other 18% were less than 40. And so we're poisoning ourselves. We're not getting we're deficient in the key things that we need, and it's coming back to really hurt people in ways that they couldn't imagine. I have a friend, you know, this glyphosate thing just rings to me because he owned Dunkin' Donuts, and he sold some of them. And he went, moved to California. Next thing he knows, he has lymphoma.
Yeah.
But he thought he ate well, but he ate foods that had glyphosate and other chemicals. It's crazy.
Crazy. How many new people watched, as far as you know, The Truth About Cancer reviewing this past week?
You know what? I don't know what the total view count was. I know we had about 350,000 new people signed up to watch it, in addition to the people that have already seen it that probably watched it again. So I don't know how many people see. That's a good question. I'll have to find those statistics.
Well, I mean, that there were 350,000 new folks, I'm very happy about it, because like what Richard's saying, they were going to learn that, because that kind of information was being brought out in the Truth About Cancer series.
Yep, definitely.
All right, we're going to go on break. We'll see if Ty Bollinger mutes his microphone again, or if he talks to us.
I will.
He's a busy guy. No muting. No muting allowed, unless you're going to say a bad word. Well, Richard, I'll have to mute him on the break. All right, we'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News.
The FBI says they have identified at least 5 suspicious packages
addressed to prominent liberal and Democratic political figures over the past 3 days that contained potentially destructive devices. Michael Balboni is a former New York State Homeland Security Director. He says what the FBI is looking into.
Try to get a timeline for when that package, when that delivery came. How did it get to the facility? What truck was it in? What type of stamps were on it? And then try to trace it back to what, where it might have come, and then obviously who might have deposited within the post office box. Today's postal service is a lot different than years ago. With the with all the cameras out there, you can actually tell when someone went and possibly put it into the delivery system.
Rough day for the Dow as it was down 608 points and closed the day at 24,583. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we are rocking the health world here with Ty Bollinger going outside the box. Ty and I wrote a book together called Unlock the Power to Heal. He, of course, started a revolution, I will say, from his original book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box, The Truth About Cancer, and many other things, including The Truth About Cancer, The Truth About Vaccines, The Truth About Detox, The Truth About Pet Cancer. Ty Bollinger, it's no wonder you're muting your mic. You're probably working on your next event while we're on break.
By the way, a lot of my
Ty speak.
Yeah, no, I just want to say a lot of my customers have referred to the work that he's done. So I my hats are off to you. My hat.
Yes.
I'm only wearing one, not wearing any.
They do come into your store and mention Ty Bollinger, don't they?
On occasion. Yeah. And you know what? You've done a real great service to society.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. I really appreciate you taking off two hats.
Yes, that's impressive.
Pretty amazing. But you know, the reality is, Richard, we've never met, but this is just the mission that we're on. My wife and I, Charlene, and I started this mission 22 years ago with the death of my father, and it's just progressed over the years. And I don't even really look at it as any. It's not a job. It's like I couldn't imagine doing anything but what we're doing because we're helping educate people and save lives. So thank you for the kind words, but it's, you know, when I look back on, say, Baylor University, graduated there in 1991, never dreamed that, you know, 27 years later that we'd be doing something like this. But, you know, events, tragedies, the losses that we had to go through have really shaped our path. And that it's those tragedies that have created what is today the truth about cancer. It started off with, you know, Dad and then Mom. And, you know, Charlene and I wrote our first book in 2006 called Cancer Step Outside the Box. And it's just progressed over the years. And as I look back on it, I can't believe that we've been doing this that long. And, Robert, you're probably the same way. You've been doing this for so long. But it's not a job. It's just it's what we do because we want to help people.
It's a mission. It's a way of life as well, and it's like breathing. You know, as long as we're breathing, this is what we'll be doing. And Richard, you've been at it for a long time too, and helping a lot of people.
I'm going on 25 years. We've been in the same spot for 21, in the restaurant, I think 13 or 14. And so you and I go back also.
Yeah,
I think to 99
in the 90s. Yeah, Ty, Richard is. He doesn't like it when I say this, but he's responsible for me being in radio. He's the guy that said, "Hey, you're pretty good. You could do this radio thing."
I was lying,
and then. And then I got better than him, and now he says I'm lying.
I don't remember any of this.
Good call, Richard. You actually knew what you were talking about there. Robert does know what he's doing when it comes to radio. I'd like to hear some of his old shows because he's an old pro now, but I'd like to hear some of when he first started this to get some chuckles.
A lot of empty air on the
Oh, yeah. Super Don probably has some of those tapes, and if you really want to have a laugh, give a listen.
No, you were. I think you were always good, actually, truthfully.
It was a prior
guest
patch.
Host. No, I don't remember it.
Yeah.
You used to guest host. Well, you still do, and I'm not.
With 1 minute to go, I'm on the air 1 minute. Can you
The worst I've ever done is 10 minutes before the show started. Come on, be at least accurate.
Right, okay.
But that's the worst I've ever done.
Oh, my goodness. All right, there's another story here. I haven't had time to review this because I've been on the road here. And, Ty, I don't know if you have or Super Don has. Death toll hit 7. In viral outbreak at pediatric center. Do you know about this? What's going on here?
Well, I didn't know about it until Super Don sent me over the article. But yeah, we got where is this? Wanakee Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation
in Haskell,
in
New York.
Haskell, New York.
Haskell,
okay.
New York.
So we've got death toll hit 7 in viral outbreak at pediatric center. What kind of symptoms? Respiratory symptoms. It says all the cases occurred in a respiratory or ventilator unit, according to the New Jersey Health Commissioner. Mm-hmm. That's interesting, isn't it?
Well, think about this. If you're in a hospital already, a rehab center, are they squarely focused on non-GMO organic nutrition for these kids? right?
Well, you know, in between the ice cream, candy, and sloppy joes, I think they might throw them in an organic tomato, maybe. Well,
you know, Hormel makes the magic cup.
The Hormel magic cup?
Yeah. My mom had to use it when she was up at the Mayo Clinic. I told them what was in it.
Yeah.
My mom had emphysema, and they're giving her something that causes mucus. So I'm sure they use that.
No, and that's the point here. Why would anybody be surprised of what they call a viral outbreak? And viruses and viral activity is not due to the virulence of a virus, but the host being deficient
host.
In minerals, for instance. And
yeah, that's why these outbreaks happen a lot of times in medical centers and hospitals, you know, because those are the people that are immunocompromised. And so, again, it's not, you know, we're the virus hunters now. We're the germ hunters. But what we really should be trying to do is to strengthen our own immune system so that the viruses and germs don't affect us. Or, they affect us, but not in a bad way. I mean, you know, when you have allergies, when you have a little bit of hay fever, when you're sneezing, when you have a little bit of a fever, that's your immune system creating inflammation to adjust to a new condition in your body. And when you make it through that, you're stronger. And that's what happens when we're exposed to germs and viruses. If our immune system's working, it makes us stronger. But, yeah. You know, the immune systems that are compromised are by definition going to be there in the hospitals. That's where the sick people are.
Yeah. And if they're claiming that, you know, this is a mystery, I mean, they do mention adenoviruses that they basically, if they cause anything, maybe mild colds or flu symptoms in otherwise healthy people. But the question is, how do you define health, right? And I don't think they know how to define health in modern medicine. Because
I'll just tell you something that happened to me. I gave a speech one time to a bunch of dentists in Boca. And I said to them, I said, well, how many of you think you're healthy? Raise your hand. So they all raised their hand. I said, how many of you who think you're healthy, raise your other hand if you take medicines? And they raised their other hand. I said, by definition, you're not healthy. And there was like a chorus of people saying, what do you mean we're not healthy? I said, well, healthy people wouldn't be taking medication.
You don't need drugs.
So I think really what it boils down to is, you know, the definition of health means taking medicines that keep your numbers safe. That's it.
Everything's a drug deficiency disease, Ty.
Well, it is. And, you know, even though, being sarcastic, of course, even in the article here, one of the paragraphs there towards the front of the article says, the strain found in the rehab center outbreak, adenovirus 7, is among the more potent types, and can it cause serious illness, especially with people with weak immune systems. So they even mention it in the article, but it's like they gloss over it.
Yeah.
That's the problem, is that people's immune systems are weak. But, you know, you mentioned adenovirus. It can cause some coughing. But they do have a drug for it, though. And now it does cause rectal bleeding and can cause death. But they do have a drug that can treat the rest.
Yeah, but you won't be coughing if you're dead.
No, that's true.
True.
Symptoms gone.
It totally cures. As he said in What About Bob? Death therapy, right?
There's no more therapy
after death therapy.
You know, it's all Looney Tunes when you go into modern medicine. I'm serious. I just, the more I look at it, the more absurd it becomes, the less I'm impressed with people who get a medical degree, honestly. And I don't like to do that because I don't like to be mean or think that I'm being mean. But I think we're being honest here. You've got to step back from the drug ledge and look at how insane it's become. And you wonder, where's the immune system becoming destroyed? Again, we go back to the food, we come to the vaccines, all of these things that assault the normal metabolic processes of the body, overwhelm the detox pathways. What do you expect is going to happen?
Let's not forget the air quality and who knows what they're flying in the planes above us.
Yeah, all of that.
You know, and I mean, just...
Richard,
yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop being a conspiracy theorist. Those crisscross lines you see in the skies are completely normal clouds.
It's cotton.
Even the ones that are like real thin and straight.
That's the way clouds are supposed to create a checkerboard in the sky, aren't they?
Well, I'm just looking for the circles and the X's.
Right. And then they're promoting, CDC says, hey, hepatitis A shots for all homeless people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're homeless. You're probably not eating well. You're probably you're living on the street.
Well, you think they're not eating well? The homeless people are not eating well? Surely you're jest.
I jest, right? Of course. I mean, but
next thing you're going to tell me, they don't sleep comfortably.
Right. Well, and proper hygiene. Do they have soap and water? Do they have clean running water? And then it goes, yeah.
Are you smoking?
It's like going to Africa and saying every kid needs a vaccine, and they're living in squalor, and there's sewage in the streets.
Hmm.
It's because they don't have vaccines that they're sick.
Well, when I was in Africa, I just want to say there was no sewage in the middle of the street. But they don't like toilet paper. They like the water in the hand.
Oh, yeah. Different kind of hygiene, of course.
Want a shake?
Not right now, Richard. Thank you very much. So, once again, the scariest virus in America, they say, hint, it's not Ebola. It's hepatitis A, apparently. But, again, this is something that can be avoided.
No, it's the Democratic virus. It messes with their brains. They get retarded.
Dermatitis. There it is. We figured it out. TMP, it's the dermatitis virus.
I can write a book about it.
Can you do that?
Well, you know what? The hepatitis A vaccine makes about as much sense as giving the hepatitis B vaccine to newly born infants that are at great risk of being sexually active or intravenous drug users. So, hey, the vaccine logic gets worse and worse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, clean. All right. Again, it's just like it's descended into absurdity every time we have to cover these subjects. And, you know, again, this is another CNN article. It's like,
why do you keep going to CNN?
It's Super Don. He picked the article.
Space Ghost. I'm really disappointed.
I don't know if he's still on.
I'm here.
Super Don is Space Ghost, according to Richard, Ty.
So, what do I need to respond here to why it is that I
yeah? What's your attachment to CNN?
Because good stories are good stories, regardless of what the outlet is.
How do you know they're good stories? I just see stories.
I don't know.
Let's leave CNN behind and let's do this, because this is really good. There's a new study out. It says science. Did you see this one? Science used to approve antidepressant drugs are what? Super Don? The science used, what happens? The drugs themselves don't work.
Yeah, they're fake.
But the science showed that they don't work, yet they got approved. So let me ask Ty Bollinger, what's the point of having an FDA?
The science showed that they don't work, but they got approved, right?
Yes, right.
Okay, well, we know that the FDA openly admits that 100,000 people die each year from drugs that they've approved that don't work. Well, I guess they do work. They work to kill the people. But is this breaking news? No, of course not. I mean, how could you approve 100,000 or a drug that kill 100,000 people a year and be concerned about one of those drugs not working? Of course they don't work. Those drugs you approved kill people, FDA. You should be ashamed of yourself. The FDA should be immediately disbanded for that reason alone.
Yeah, defund and disband. And anybody who thinks that the FDA is protecting them from dangerous drugs is probably on those dangerous drugs right now. Folks, we've got one more segment. It's the fastest second hour of healing in broadcast media.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Super Don, I need you to install a little, button, electrical cattle prod in Ty's studio, so that when I, when we come back from break, it shocks him. So he goes, unmute the mic.
My mic is unmuted, man. When it's a break, I take a break.
He's taking his breaks too seriously.
I took a break.
Seriously on the brakes. Now, my question to you is, Ty Bollinger and skiing, do they go together? I don't think we've ever discussed that.
Have I ever skied, snow skied?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, I'm almost there. I mean, I have done a little in high school and not much more than that, so I don't consider myself having skied, really. But I did, with Paul Bertero when we were out there in January, we slid down the mountain in inner tubes. So if you don't know how to ski, that's fun. So bring the kids out. We'll do that.
That sounds like a lot of fun, man. I could do the inner tube thing. My dexterity is not all that great. It never has been. I mean, I used to be an athlete, but I'm not all that coordinated, even though I was a pretty good athlete. I'm not one of those guys that can go out and ski, and I'd probably run into the tree and kill myself. Just to let you know, this is a funny story. I'm going to tell it real quick. When Charlene and I on our first date, our first date was to go rollerblading.
Okay.
And I was like, man, I gotta go out with this girl to do something. And so I found out she likes rollerblades. It's like, you want to go rollerblading tomorrow night? She's like, sure. Thank God she canceled. We just went out to dinner because I can't rollerblade at all. And we went rollerblading after we got together, and it was horrible. If she'd seen me do that, she would have never gone out with me again.
See, the fate of the universe was hanging in the balance. Thankfully, you didn't rollerblade on the first date. It would have been a disaster for us.
It would have been terrible. It would have been terrible.
Yeah. Well, TMB, as long as you can, go down an inner tube on the snow slope, better than you can unmute your microphone, we'll be golden.
You know what? I'm doing my best, man. I'm doing my best. So I'm going to try to unmute. I'm going to try to unmute more often.
All right. Well, everybody, Healing Strong. Healing Strong is having an event in Atlanta. If you haven't gotten your tickets, I don't know if you still can, but Ty and Charlene Bollinger will be there. They'll be honored. They'll also be speaking, I'm sure. And I have an event on November 1st, which is a Thursday coming up, at Redmond's Heritage Store in Orem, Utah. I'll be speaking about gut health, and we'll give you some more updates in the show notes as we get them. So TMB, now the full run of A Global Quest has happened. They had the free replay weekend.
Uh-huh.
Is it still available for sale, or did that shut down last Sunday?
It is over, and we thank everybody that supported our mission and owns one of the copies, because that's what keeps us going. But it's over for now. We'll probably put it up for sale again sometime, but right now, thank you everyone that watched it, and thank you all, everybody that talks about it as well.
Yeah, and I've encountered people here in Florida on my tour that also very grateful to you and Charlene for all of the work, and the replay was going on, and that I was just thrilled to hear that at least maybe 350,000 new folks were exposed to this information that will be transformed for good forever, taking that stuff to heart and applying it.
Well, you know, that's the thing. I mean, it's our key performance indicators for our company, our KPIs, it's not money. It's how many people can we reach and how many lives can we save. That's what we're in this for. We want people to be healthy. And so a lot, you know, 400,000 probably plus, maybe 500,000, maybe more, watched it over these last 12 days. So we're so thankful for that, and we're spreading the truth and want to keep it up.
Mm-hmm. In the last minute, Richard, do you have any questions or comments for Ty? Because the first time we're really officially together, this is kind of cool.
No, I was just thinking about the fact that how things change with just the decision by one or two people to do something, mm-hmm. and then others come along, and then others come along. And, you know, the 500,000 or so people that watched it this time, some were new, some weren't, but all of them now are re-inspired or inspired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that opens up doors that have, you know, beneficial consequences down the road. I mean, if you look at our industry 25 years ago, it was nothing like it is today. Where are we going to be 25 years from now? Especially when medicine fails on so many levels, and people want freedom of disease and they want freedom of their health, for their health. So, you know, when you look at things, each piece builds on something else. So, you know, the work that you're doing, someone else will be inspired to do something with it as well. And that's what we're all doing. We love what we do, all of us.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful to be sitting with the two of you. I know that Robert's inspired just to be sitting next to me.
Yeah. Thanks for the smoothie, buddy. TMB, my brother, love to you, Charlene, the whole family. And I can't wait to see you hopefully soon somewhere on the ski slopes or back in Nashville, whatever it is. We'll do it. Tell them what they need to know, because we got to go, my friend.
And everybody remember that the power to heal is yours.
Amen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.